Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope you're doing well today, and I just want to say thank you for continuing to come back and listen to me. And if you are new here, I'm so excited that you are here, and I hope that you will get some encouragement and whatever you need from this podcast today too. So I was listening to a Facebook Live yesterday from somebody that I followed for a really long time in business. His name is Ray Higdon, and he recently was saved, which is so cool. But I listened to his message last night, and he was just telling what had happened, how he'd gotten saved, like the background behind all of it. And then this morning he had another live video, and it was titled, "It's Time to Be Brave." And so I was listening to that, and I was just really convicted by it. And so I wanted to share it. There were a couple points that he went over, and I just wanted to share that with you guys today because it was super inspiring for me and challenged me. So I wanted to share that with you guys as well. So like I said, he's a new Christian, and so he's just kind of learning things and stepping into things and starting to share things that have happened to him and his faith. And the thing that he had challenged us to be brave about is sharing the things that are happening to us and the things that the Lord is doing for us and how he's coming through for us. And how we just don't see that. We're on social media every day, and we're listening to these podcasts, and there's just so many ways that we're out and about and with people, and are we really sharing how good God is in our life? Like, how do we expect others to know how awesome he is and how he's there for you and the good things he does for you if we don't open our mouth and tell them? And so a little background on Ray, if you don't know him, he has a multi-million dollar business. I don't even know how much, but he makes a lot of money. So by him going public with this and just being so genuine and authentic and being willing to share the things that the Lord is doing for him, he's putting his business on the line. Like, there is a huge financial risk by him doing this. And he sees it as the Lord gave him a platform to be able to share these things and to be able to help bring people to the Lord. And that's just amazing. And you know that it's real and genuine if he's really willing to go on and risk his livelihood and his family's livelihood and his reputation and all of these things in the name of the Lord. So when he was talking about that this morning and just challenging us that it's time for us to be brave, and it's time for us to step up and to let people know that you follow the Lord and that he is good, and that in any circumstance, he is good and he is there for you and he will take care of you. Just being bold and letting people know who you believe and where you stand. And the second thing that he was talking about is shaming. And I see this a lot as well. Kind of like the holier than thou attitude, shaming people for, he had talked about, you know, like saying the universe instead of saying God, or using meditation instead of prayer, like those types of things. And while I don't believe in those things, shaming somebody else for believing those things is never going to win them for the Lord. Shaming somebody in what they believe is never going to change them. It's never going to make them curious about what you have and why you're different. And so I see that happening a lot. I know it's an easy trap to fall into, because we just want people to feel the joy that we're feeling so bad that it's easy to kind of get into that shameful attitude. But I just want to challenge you to be very careful when you're engaging with people online, or, you know, maybe you're in even a conversation in person, just to make sure that you're not shaming someone. That's never going to make them curious to what the Lord has to offer and how he feels about them and how he can change their life just like he changed yours. So I know this is a short one today. I did share his video on my Facebook page, which is at Nicole Jennifer Young. So if you wanted to go watch it, definitely go watch it. He just did a really good job, and it was just really challenging. And I do share my faith very boldly online and in my different spaces, but there's definitely a lot of things that he has done for me and in ways that he showed up for me that I haven't been as bold or as loud about. And it's definitely time to step that up. I feel that our time is getting short, and you know, the time for him to come back is getting closer, and the Great Commission is for us to make disciples. And if we're not willing to share what he's doing for us and the goodness that he can bring to somebody else's life, then we're really not fulfilling that Great Commission. So again, just wanted to share this with you to give you a little challenge. If you're sitting in the back and being quiet and not being, not sharing your faith or sharing the Lord and what, you know, he's done for you and the way he's changed things for you, I would just challenge you to just take that first step. I mean, it doesn't have to be big and bold and loud, but, just take that first step into showing people how amazing he really is. So I will talk to you guys again soon. Bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.